you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Allan Gray. 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Well, it's 9 minutes to 7 o'clock here on Kaya Biz. And as you would know, every alternate Tuesday, we get to speak to one of our good friends at Allan Gray to help us understand some of the key themes that we need to be mindful of when it comes to managing our money. And it's November. Next month is December, sometimes referred to as the silly season. Why? Because we tend to do some silly things sometimes, especially with our money. And this is where we do need to safeguard our investments, especially in a world where scams, fraudsters have been super clever about how best to grab our attention. But beyond grabbing our attention, they also find ways of tapping into our money. And sometimes we happen to give it away voluntarily because we are duped and seeking better investment returns that might not be legitimate. To help talk us through these themes as to how best we can safeguard our investments is good friend of the show, senior manager of the private and direct clients team at Allan Gray, Buthum Thobisi Ntimkhulu. Such a pleasure to have you with us, sir. Sawubona. Buthum Thobisi, I'm hoping you can hear us loud and clear on the line. Not too sure if your mic might be on mute or if there's just a technical gremlin in the system between Cape Town and Joburg.
I can hear you.
Fantastic. Oh, kwazi ukukhuluma now. I'm always excited to have conversations with you, especially ones that bring our finances closer to home. Tonight's conversation is an interesting one, taking a look at the theme of fraud. And whilst we do see that it's a lot more prevalent in our day-to-day interactions, the numbers that have been quoted by various institutions like ASISA, the Association for Savings and Investment South Africa, who say that there's been a 26% year-on-year uptick in fraud cases that they've witnessed. Help us understand, you know, what makes the modern investment environment so vulnerable to fraud? Because we live in a world where we think we have heightened and better security now, but there's still some leakages in the system.
I guess the first part is the time that we're living in. We're living in a digital age, and I think it's been very good for our industry specifically. In fact, I think of it as a catalyst. If I think about our country, where we had a number of people who wanted to invest but didn't have access to investment information and the channels that need to be used. And the digital age has provided and made that more accessible. But somehow at the same time, it has also created new vulnerabilities. Fraudsters today can easily impersonate legitimate institutions online and use social media and channels similar to that to spread misinformation and actually pressure investors to make rash decisions. And I think the speed and the anonymity of these online transactions can make it harder to detect fraud early. Oftentimes when we hear, they've gotten away with it.
And that's the concern, right, is that they typically do get away with it. And it's not just about them running away with our money in a digital platform. It's also about how they manipulate us, mislead us. And from a psychological point of view, some of us tend to be very trusting in handing over our money. So maybe talk to us about what are some of these psychological triggers that essentially lure us as investors.
I think you are 100% correct there in that fraudsters are very good at playing with our emotions, especially the fear of missing out. I think the one theme that we hear about, in fact, is the one thing we often speak to investors when they ask questions about investing, this promise of unrealistically high returns. Fraudsters know that, especially in a country like ours, where most South Africans already feel like they are behind on their wealth creation journey, and they go around promising that they'll double your money, triple your money in a month, 2 months. And I guess that fear of missing out, especially when they send misinformation and you hear of your neighbor and other people who are already benefiting from this so-called returns, and that can easily get to one. And I guess we often say the best defense against all of this is to learn to slow down, verify credentials of the institutions that you are dealing with, and remember, if it sounds too good to true, it probably is.
That's an important point for you to mention, because sometimes we always want to, you know, believe that the most opportune investments can happen for us and that we'll be the outliers and the odd ones out. And sometimes people do get duped. I've had a few people tell me there's been a Facebook account or a WhatsApp number that's told them that I've asked for their money to invest it on their behalf. So That's also an important red flag to be mindful of, right? Where you see people emulating other people that you perhaps might be familiar with or that you might trust or that you listen to here on Kaya Biz. But it speaks to a red flag that we must be mindful of, that Uputum Tobis would never ask me to send him money. So why would he do it today? And that's the same thing that people need to ask themselves with many of these investment platforms and other red flags. So I'm quite keen to hear, you know, some suggestions and feedback from you on additional red flags and major red flags that we need to be mindful of and cautious of, especially before committing our capital.
I totally agree, especially the one around social media and WhatsApp today. I think we have an increase when we see here of fraudsters using WhatsApp, adding people into groups and claiming that they are Ellen Gray and they opening a channel for people to invest, and many people fall for it. I think the first one that I've already touched on, I guess, is the high returns. And as much as it sounds like something that it should be obvious, many people get caught up in it. But I think another one, which I think is something that investors can be more mindful of, is when investment companies or the so-called investment companies are unable to explain how these profits will be generated. And I guess that should be a guide to say, if someone is claiming that they're going to double my money, how are they going to do that? And somehow, if part of this investment requires them to recruit other people, I think that should also be a red flag. And I think these are things that we hear about. I grew up hearing about Ponzi schemes, but it's hard to believe that today these things are still happening. People are looting into these investments and promised unrealistic returns, and there is no understanding in terms of where these returns will come from. But I think the best thing, I guess, to deal with all of this is to always put yourself in a position where you can, and these investment companies that are coming to you with these exciting opportunities, they should be able to provide you with their registration details. In South Africa, investment companies are required to register with the FSCA. And I guess by being provided with such a number, then you can be in a position where you can verify, is that a registered company? Oftentimes, it's not so. And these are some of the things that you can use to say, maybe perhaps this is not the one for me.
Definitely. And I think it's so important that you say that. Check if they're registered. Are they using social media? Is it too good to be true? Does it depend on other people being recruited in order for you to actually make some kind of investment outcome? Sometimes it sounds believable, but hey, man, ipanoi. To close off with, Putum Tobisi, I guess we, you know, live in a world where technology has made life so much simpler and more efficient, but it also comes with a heightened level of responsibility. What responsibility do we need to be mindful of and implement to make sure that not only do we protect our personal data, but that we also protect our investment accounts and personal information? Any suggestions on how to manage that better?
I would say the obvious one is it's fair to say all of us are using the internet today and we are transacting and doing business on the internet. And I guess the one thing that we can all do is to make sure that when we are using the internet, we use strong and unique passwords that are not easily, that someone can easily just discover what it is, and maybe perhaps also go to platforms where there's a second factor way of authenticating oneself when accessing such investments. In fact, we are busy rolling out multi-factor authentication for our clients where they'll be using an app as an additional measure to make sure that when they access their investments. But it's one of those things where I think be mindful of the passwords that you use and maybe avoiding using public devices. Old computer cafe may not be the safe place for you to access your important information, and just try and be mindful that while you might be living your life, there are people who are working to take that away from you, and it's important that you do your best to protect it. Never leave your device unattended to make sure that your confidential information remains confidential.
Very true. Putum Tobisi, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Thank you so much for the feedback you've given us, the insights you've shared, and for battling through with the technical gremlins. We made it work in the end. Thank you so much, Bob Sebo.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye-bye.
Mtobi Simtimkulu, Senior Manager of the Private and Direct Clients Team at Allan Gray. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized FSP.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.